Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. Terminal 1 at Roissy Charles de Gaulle Airport is blocked by pension reform demonstrators. Activists are massed on the road to prevent cars from moving. This is an action led by the CGT. In the Bouches-du-Rhône, the requisitions of striking employees at the Fos-sur-Mer oil depot have been renewed for 48 hours. These requisitions were decided by the government in the face of a beginning of shortage in gas stations of the department. Nearly 40% of them are out of fuel. The anger against the pension reform is still as strong for this ninth day of mobilization. Demonstrations are taking place throughout France. Protesters were not convinced at all by Emmanuel Macron's speech. According to the police, between 600,000 and 800,000 people are expected to demonstrate. In Paris, the demonstration will set off at 2 p.m. from Place de la Bastille. The Minister of Labour says he wants a dialogue with the unions. Olivier Dussault nevertheless maintains informal contacts with them to better understand their positions. At the same time, the head of the CFDT, Laurent Berger, considers that in the midst of a conflict over pensions, a meeting is unthinkable. Also in the news, a man in his 20s was shot dead last night in Marseille, in a popular district of the 3rd arrondissement. The victim was found with 9 bullet wounds. We do not yet know his identity. The shooting is the 9th in Marseille since the beginning of the year, most against a backdrop of drug trafficking. An arrest of Vladimir Putin would be a declaration of war, says Dmitry Medvedev. The current number 2 of the Russian Security Council reacts to the arrest warrant of the International Criminal Court issued against the head of the Kremlin. The arrest warrant is for the war crime of deportation of Ukrainian children. Earlier this week, Dmitry Medvedev had threatened the International Criminal Court with a missile strike. And then the Ramadan begins today, a month-long fast observed by around two-thirds of France's 6 million Muslims. The Ramadan will end on the night of April 21st. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.